Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Mystery on the Moon. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On January 31st, 1971, Apollo 14 was launched into the atmosphere, the United States' third space shuttle bound for the moon. 5 days later, astronauts Alan Shepard and Edgar Mitchell walked on the lunar surface while Stuart Roosa, a former U.S. Forest Service and famed smoke jumper, orbited above in a command module. This feels very space race. This episode really isn't about the moon. No. Packed into small containers in Roos's personal tool belt were hundreds of tree seeds, part of a bigger project that would bring a little of the moon's mysterious properties back home to Earth. Today we're talking about the strange joint project of NASA and the U.S. Forest Service. After returning to Earth, the Forest Service took the seeds and grew them in captivity. These seeds were part of the Moon Tree Project and probably began as an effort by NASA and the U.S. Forest Service to contribute to the nation's bicentennial celebrations in 1976. They symbolize a tribute to Roosa, nationalism, and the U.S. space program. If you're like me, you're saying, okay, bring seeds into space and bring them back, and patriotism? Yeah, kind of. It was a strange experiment that felt more like a cool idea than something that would maybe help science. The project began after Ed Cliff, chief of the Forest Service, petitioned hard to get Roosa on the Apollo 14 mission. Roosa was a good rep for the Forest Service and had already become successful as a smoke jumper. I didn't know what a smoke jumper was, but a smoke jumper is its own brand of forester. They're kind of skydiving firefighters who parachute into hard-to-reach areas to fight forest fires. Very badass. And I guess after a lot of that, a space mission probably doesn't scare you. Stuart Roosa was a middle-aged Colorado-born smoke jumper and Air Force pilot who was one of 19 people selected for the astronaut class of 1966 and was part of the astronaut support crew for Apollo 9. Roosa was also a backup command module pilot for Apollo 16 and 17. Before we hit the moon, though, let's take a break. So smoke jumper and astronaut Stuart Roosa impressed everyone and eventually was chosen to go on the mission. It was agreed that Stuart would bring seeds with him on the mission, and a man named Stan Krugman of the Forest Service was put in charge of this top secret seed project, selecting the exact type of tree seeds and giving Roosa his marching orders. Seeds were chosen from 5 different types of trees: loblolly pine, sycamore, sweetgum, redwood, and Douglas fir. They were classified and sorted, top secret, and sealed in small plastic bags that were stored in a metal canister. A near identical set of seeds were kept on Earth for later comparison and as a control. So Roosa went up into space carrying more than 2,000 seeds on him, sealed, in a canister that never left his body. Unfortunately, after Roosa returned, the seed bags burst open during a decontamination procedure, scattered around the chamber, and were exposed to a vacuum. It looked like the seeds might be garbage. Still, good old Stan Krugman attempted to germinate half the seeds in Houston, and surprising everyone, they started growing. But then they all died. A year later, the second half of the seeds were sent to the Southern Forest Service Station in Gulfport, Mississippi. The seeds, if you care, are sycamore, loblolly pine, loblolly pine? I don't know, a pine, and sweet gum. And to the Western Station in Placerville, California. Those were redwood and Douglas fir, to attempt germination. And these grew too. Some of the successful moon seeds were planted with their Earth seed controls. Some were given to different states, some were presented to foreign diplomats, wherever. The problem was, it was wherever. There was no organization around the handing off of these tiny moon trees or tracking if they lived or died. So seedlings went all over the planet to grow and live or wither and die. There's a NASA website that tracks about 100 trees, kind of a labor of love. But again, this is only 10% of the 1,000 seeds that would have been in outer space that might be out in the world growing, dead, whatever. Sadly, Stuart Roosa passed away in December 1994, but the Moon Tree Information Project is still going strong, that NASA website I talked about before. Again, no list was ever kept, nor any systematic tracking made of the dispersal of all of these trees. So if you know a moon tree, the NASA website urges you to please send a message to, and I'm not joking, send a message to dave.williams@nasa.gov. They're looking for trees.
I mean, they're asking people, do you know any moon trees? Please email Dave. I mean, when you think about NASA, like, if somebody's like, oh, I work for NASA.
Yeah, you're like, official, very official.
I mean, as buttoned up as it could be, as organized, and I understand, like, mistakes happen, but this seems like something where it's like, hey, can we just keep track of the seeds? No, we can, like, you know, coordinates.
There's so many of them.
You know, spending space and time, but you want me to keep track of all these seeds? Come on. That's where I draw the line. Dave's like, you know what? We'll just ask people later on the internet.
Quick, just email me. Just email me.
I mean, I feel like emailing him. I was like, I don't know. I think there's a moon tree here, Dave. What should I? I think I have a moon tree here. With the moon comes a lot of conspiracy around it.
Absolutely.
Talk about landing on the moon.
Yeah.
And this would be one of the things where a conspiracy theorist could say something. I'd be like, you know what? I want to hear you out. This specific thing, I'll hear you out. Exactly. Because it's just such an odd thing.
It truly is. And you think of NASA as being so scientific and this, like, big repute and official and formal. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I forget, like, in the 60s and 70s, like, they were kind of just like, let's give this guy a bunch of seeds for this idea that, like, has no scientific basis, just, like, kind of seems cool. Bring them back and then give them away like a fucking garage sale, you know?
But during that time, when we talk about moon landings, it's then.
Yeah.
That's the crux of – there's obviously rovers on Mars and a lot of stuff happening. But when we talk about the moon, 1969, 1970 is the time we're talking about where the breakthroughs have happened. So you'd think like then would be the most
– official and formal.
Yeah, like put together.
No. I mean, it's still America in the 60s and 70s though. They're probably smoking up there. Probably eating a high-processed food. Tang.
that's your contribution?
Yep.
You know, did we do the episode with the Pizza Hut in space?
Yeah, we did do that.
They kept that Pizza Hut going. They mean Pizza Hut kept it all together. Why can't NASA keep it together? You know what? If you email Dave, please CC us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Please. We need to know what happens.